Good morning and welcome to this service of morning prayer as we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. The opening hymn,
Rejoice in God's Saints.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed. And grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The Canticle, the Nighty, verses 1 to 7. The psalm appointed for this morning is number 126, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
then were we like unto them that dream.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter,
and our tongue with joy.
Then said they among the heathen,
the Lord hath done great things for them.
Yea, the Lord hath done great things for us already,
whereof we rejoice.
Turn our captivity, O Lord,
as the rivers in the south.
They that sow in tears, he that now goeth on his way weeping, and beareth forth good seed,
shall doubtless come again with joy, and bring his sheaves with him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 45, beginning at verse 1. The word that the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Baruch, son of Neriah, when he wrote these words on a scroll at the dictation of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of the king Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch, you said, woe is me, the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am weary with my groaning, and I find no rest. Thus you shall say to him, thus says the Lord, I am going to break down what I have built, and pluck up what I have planted. That is the whole land. And you, do you seek the great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for I am going to bring disaster upon all flesh, says the Lord, but I will give you your life as a prize of war in every place to which you may go.
The Canticle, Urbs Fortitudinis. The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favour of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Canticle, Glory and Honour.
Oh,
I believe in God.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
The Collect of St. James's Day. Merciful God, whose holy apostle St. James, leaving his father and all that he had, was obedient to the calling of your Son, Jesus Christ, and followed him even to death. Help us, forsaking the false attractions of the world, to be ready at all times to answer your call without delay, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God.
O God.
The author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hymn 461. For all thy saints, O Lord.
Thank you.
We pray for the church in this diocese and for David, our bishop, for this group of parishes, especially those recently confirmed, that the Holy Spirit who inspired St. James may be our guide into all truth. All praise to you, O God our Father, for James, the Apostle of Jesus, who drank his Lord's cup of suffering and won the martyr's crown. Make us, like him, ready to bear the reproach of Christ and to tread the way of the cross, and keep us faithful unto death, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Eternal God, we thank you for all the saints, James and others recognized by the Church, and those only known to a few and to you. We praise you for their example and rejoice that they live with you with every tear wiped away. In your name, may all who have passed from this life in your friendship know your everlasting peace, for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
We pray that we may be instruments in relieving others' needs. Almighty Father, giver of life and strength, we beseech you for the millions of people in the world who are suffering. We acknowledge the richness of your goodness towards us, and we pray for grace to show our thankfulness by working and giving to relieve the needs of those who are in want. We ask it in the name of him who is the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We pray for those in positions of responsibility in both church and state, and those whom they serve. We pray for Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Paul Given, Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. Almighty God, we know that everything is in your sovereign control. We ask that you will assist us in keeping these new variants of coronavirus from spreading further. Give to all in positions of responsibility the ability to appropriately admit people arriving from other countries. As restrictions are lifted and regulations eased, help people to exercise their newfound freedoms cautiously and sensibly. Remind people to continue to wash their hands properly. We pray for real communication which listens to needs and appreciates difficulties, so that we may live on this earth together in harmony and peace, in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray for ourselves as we seek to identify and fulfil the vocation and ministry to which God is calling us. Lord God, as we praise you for all the people in the Bible whom you call to serve you, we remember how some doubted not the reality of their calling, but their own ability to fulfil it. As we ask you now to call men and women to your service, we pray that you will assure them of your own unlimited resources available to all who obey you. Teach us to be supportive of them in fellowship, in prayer, and in giving. So may your church be built up to the glory of your name.
Amen.
We pray for all engaged in competitive sport, especially at the Olympic Games. Lord God, we pray for all who engage in sports and contests, for their own pleasure and for the enjoyment of others.
We ask that through their knowledge of the rules of the contests, they may see that there are greater laws, that through their experience of training, they may see that there is greater discipline, and that through their desire to win, they may be directed to the greatest triumph of all, and the goal which is Christ, the Saviour of the world. For his name's sake, we ask it.
Amen.
And we pray for all on holiday. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the holidays and for all times of rest and recreation. Give refreshment of body and spirit to our friends who are now on holiday, that they may return to their work and to our fellowship with new strength and a fresh vision of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
We sing the hymn, Father of Heaven, whose love profound. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Celebrities are known to make money from books in which they reveal secrets of their own lives and the lives of others. And if the secrets revealed are those of the royal family, or of politicians, then the book is likely to bring in very substantial sums indeed. What would happen if our technology and information systems had been around 2,000 years ago? Would James, one of the inner circle of Jesus' followers, have been approached by a publisher to record memories of life with Jesus? Would a newspaper have paid for the exclusive rights to serialise the book? Who would have made attempts to stop publication through fear of what it might reveal? Perhaps James would have jumped at the chance to have his stories about Jesus published throughout the world and to use the money for charitable work. We'll never know, of course, but what we can perhaps guess from the gospel writing we do have is that the central character on every page in the book would have been Jesus, not the author. All the other people and events would have been described in terms of their relationship with Jesus and what he said and did. Might this have been one chapter of James's book? How could we ask Jesus to give us special places in his kingdom? He'd already spoken often enough about the first being last and the last being first. He'd shown us that the people who aren't respected in our society matter to God. He treated children, women, lepers and Gentiles as equals, and he was always reaching out to people, even when he was exhausted. I think John and I were still captured by the vision we saw on the mountaintop when Jesus talked with Moses and Elijah. We glimpsed God's glory in a way we never had before, and Jesus was at the centre of it. We were the only ones there, except for Peter, and I suppose it gave us the idea that we were special to Jesus. Jesus soon put us right, however. He asked if we were prepared to experience what he would have to experience, and when we said we were, he told us that even so, he could not guarantee us any place in his kingdom. That was for God his Father to decide. I don't know if at that time I could have said I'd be prepared to suffer as Jesus did, if I'd known what that meant. His terrible sadness at the last meal we had together, his anguish, almost despair in Gethsemane, and the pain of harrowing torture and death. I still fear that I might have to face death as he did. The lesson he gave us that day wasn't new, but it was the lesson we all found the hardest to learn. Jesus is raised from the dead. He is the Christ, yet whenever I picture him, he's with people, healing, teaching, encouraging, always giving of himself, never demanding. If God's Messiah lived like that, what can I do but follow his example? It's not easy, however, never easy. Life in the kingdom of God is a free gift, but it costs everything. James and the others have to be taught over and over again the lesson of humility, of putting others first and not wanting to be the centre of attention or rewarded with honour and glory. It is a lesson that we too need to be taught again whenever we're tempted to do things in the hope of gaining thanks, rewards or power over other people. It's a lesson the church needs to be taught again whenever she is tempted to exercise authority over others or to be arrogant in her moral teaching, which she declares to be the only truth. It's a lesson we all need to learn if we are to offer service to others in the humility and love of Christ. There is a world of pain and suffering, oppression and injustice around us, and we are called to serve the victims, the outcasts, the persecuted and the rejected, not so that we'll gain favour with God, but simply because that is what Jesus would do, and it is what God is doing through those who offer themselves for service in love
and obedience. God calls us to be different in a world that values power, riches and fame. Are we able to respond to that calling, even if it means drinking the cup that Jesus drank? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hymn 459. For all the saints who from their labours rest. God, give you grace to share the inheritance of James and all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
hymn, Summer Suns Are Glowing. With you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for being with us and participating in this service today. Sunday next is the ninth Sunday after Trinity. There will be an online service on the parish website from 10 a.m. In church, there will be services of parish communion in Anna Hilt at 10 o'clock and in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. Thank you.